أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم ندعو كل أناس بإمامهم فمن أوتي كتابه بيمينه فأولئك يقرؤون كتابهم ولا يظلمون فتيلا ومن كان في هذه أعمى فهو في الآخرة أعمى وأضل سبيلا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 71 and 72 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala calls us to remember once again the day of Qiyamah. And we see that whenever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala calls us, commands us to remember the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts a different dimension to it. And here it is once again unique, not found in the other parts of the Quran Sharif. Allah says, يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. And remember the day that when we will call all of mankind بِإِمَامِهِمْ, by or with their imam. Here, generally, the Mufassirin have stated that there are two different aspects with regards to this word imam. In Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala speaks about fi imamim mubin. And there, that imam that Allah speaks about is our books of deeds, which we call Nama-i Amal. So each person will be called with his Nama-i Amal, with his books of deeds. And hence, here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would then refer to our books of deeds as our imam, because that is going to be the determining factor of the journey ahead. Either, and we make dua, it is Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy, the book of deeds are given into our right hands, and Allah through His fadl, Allah through His karam, His grace, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala pardons and overlooks and forgives all our sins, and Allah makes the decision of Jannah. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give the books of deeds to others in their left hands, in other ayats of the Quran, in their left hand, behind their backs. And that will mean destruction and doom on the day of Qiyamah. Then we find Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying that bi imamihim is the persons or the people who they followed in this dunya. One will be the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. The people of Nuh alayhi salam will be called with Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Those in the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam who followed him, or Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, right up to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, then our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they will be called with the Nabi that they had followed. And then thereafter, in the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the ulama, the mashayikh, the scholars that they had followed in this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will call them then in the groupings of those that they had followed, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make his decision. فَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. And whoever is given his books of deeds in his right hand, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُمْ, then there will be those that will read the kitab, they will read the books of deeds, and they will realize that of course it is always the fadl of Allah, but because of the good deeds, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed him with his rahmah, Allah blessed him with his mercy, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hence gave the book of deeds in the right hands. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. And they will not be wronged, they will not be oppressed, ظُلَم will not be made upon them فَتِيلًا. Fatil, actually, when we look at the pit of the khajur, when we look at the pit of the date, the seed of the date, in that you'll find a little slit that is on one side of it. In that slit, by and large, we find a little thin fiber, like a little thread. That is actually what fatil refers to. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that there is never, not in the akhirat, not in this dunya, there is never oppression from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rather, it is always Allah's rahmah that comes upon us. But even to that extent, to that fatil, that is why the ulama have translated it as, not in the slightest bit would there be any zulm, not on the day of Qiyamah, not here in this world. As a matter of fact, one deed, Allah Ta'ala multiplies a good deed, that is, from 10 to 700, and Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha, Allah Ta'ala multiplies it numerous times, infinity. And on the other hand, a person does an evil deed, for that evil deed, there will be a recompense of only one. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى, and whoever in this world is blind, not physical blindness, this is spiritual blindness, not the blindness of the eyes that's on our faces, it is the blindness of the eyes that in our hearts, that Allah Ta'ala showed so many signs. Allah Ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah sent Quran, Allah sent kitabs before the Quran, and all of that, and then the signs of the Qudrat and the greatness and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all those signs, whoever became blinded from all of that, فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى, then that person will also be blinded, and that person will be blind in the akhirah. In other words, he will never find that path to Jannah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us. وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا, in this world, the person was dal, the person was on dalalat. And there in the akhirat, وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا, أَضَلُّ actually refers to a person who is even more, to a greater extent, wandering, wayward, and that person is astray. In other words, he will never find the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.